All right, we're continuing our discussion of the sugya on Daf of Aleph, Amud Aleph in Brachos, the sugya of when, under what circumstances, you're allowed to daven an extra tefillah, and we're learning the Rosh on Daf Yud Beis, who's quoting the Rif. We saw the Rif last week, and we discussed the Rav Chaim on Tefillas Marv. This week, we're going to talk about Tefillas HaMusaf. So I mentioned to you that the Gaonim and the Rif and the Rambam all discuss this sugya with reference to the equivalence that's made in the Gemara between Tfilos and Korbanos. Tfilos keneged Korbanos tiknum. So this whole discussion is assuming that it's not just that the Zman of Tfilos Shachos was the Zman of the Tamishal Shachar, and the Zman of Tfilos Mincha was the Zman of Tamishal Ben Abayim. There's a real equivalence in sense of the dinim of Korban apply to Tfilos as well. And it has real halakhic ramifications. And one of them is the ramification that's mentioned by the Rif, that since tefillah is comparable to a korban, so kishem she'ein hatzibur mevi olat nedava, just like the tzibur can't bring a nedava korban, kach ein hatzibur spal tefillas nedava. The whole din of that we've had over here is that you can, either according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Avayish Yisbal Odin Kol Yom Kulo, or the din we had of finding a tzibur that after you daven finding a tzibur, you can daven again if you yochel Kadosh B'dova, that whole din is a din of a tzvilas nedava. It follows the rules of a korban nedava. And since a tzibur can't bring in a korban nedava, so a tzibur can't bring a tzvilas nedava either. And not only that, a yochid could only bring those types of tefillos that correspond to korbanos that could be brought from nedava. Aval ein hayachid misbal tefillos hamusaf nedava. She ein misnadev korban musaf, because you can't bring a korban musaf like an extra korban musaf optionally. So since you can't bring an extra korban musaf optionally, you can't daven korban musaf either. You can't daven musaf. In other words, on Shabbos, let's say, you want to daven musaf a second time, you can't do it. Shachos, you could daven. Musaf, you can't. So the Rush brings down the Teretz Akasha on this Rif Shita, that you have to really the whole idea that we say that you can't bring a musaf and a dava, therefore you can't daven tefillas musaf and a dava. You have to look at that more carefully, because remember, what was the regular tefillah shachris was corresponding to the tefillah tamid? You can't bring a extra tefillah tamid ben adava either. So how can you daven an extra tefillah shachris? Because you're not really davening an extra tamid. You can be misnadeh the constituent korbanos of the tefillah of the korban tamid, which was an ola. So you can bring an ola nedava. So therefore, since an olas nedava really is, what is an olas nedava? It's really the same thing as a tamid. A tamid is really the same thing as a tefillah. So just like you could bring an extra ola, you can also bring an extra tefillah. Okay, fine. So why can't you do the same thing then by musaf? True, you can't have an extra musaf, but we're not talking about the bringing an extra musaf. We're talking about bringing the extra korbanos that constitute the musaf. Musaf consists of at least two olos and maybe a soya. So what the first answer is that yes, you can bring the olos bindava, but a soya l'chatos, you can't be misnadev in a korban chatos. Okay? So the question is, good, you can't bring the korban soya, the korban chatos bindava. That's good, let's say, by Rosh Chodesh or other times when you have a soya. But on Shabbos, the korban musaf only consists of olos. So why can't you be misnadeh, just like you can misnadeh the olos, the constituent olos that comprise the korban musaf, so should also be able to misnadeh a tefillas musaf, right? So the Rush says that what really you could, except there's another problem. On Shabbos is an extra problem. In other words, this, on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you have the problem that you can't be Mesadeh the Sawyer. On Musaf of Shabbos, you have a problem that you can't bring any Nadavas on Shabbos because it's Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, the Rif says you can't bring a Korban Musaf and Nadavah. But the reasons are different. It ends up you can't have Musaf ever the Nadavah. Because you can't ever really be Mesadeh the Korbanos HaMusaf. The not Shabbos ones you can't miss out of the Sawyer piece. The on Shabbos you can't be misnadev the any. So the Rush says it follows from this that even though the Rif is only talking about Musaf that you can never do, but in order to understand the Rif you have to give this answer. It ends up that on Shabbos you can't daven anything extra, not only Musaf, you can't daven Shachris extra either. Because why? Because you can't bring a Korban. Okay. We'll get back to this topic of why shouldn't you be able to daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos? Just you can't bring a korban nedava on Shabbos because it's tefillas Shabbos. But a tefillah doesn't. It's not because there's no such idea of nedava on Shabbos. There is. It's just practically you can't do it. So, but here practically you can. How can you practically bring a korban nedava on Shabbos by davening it? That doesn't involve tefillas Shabbos. We'll get back to that idea. But this is how the Rif was shot around. Menachem had some other ideas, Menachem had another idea in the Rif. I think it's worthwhile discussing it with him if you want to. Afterwards, I just don't want to get us too distracted to really explain the fundamental difference between Tfilas Musaf and Tfilas Shachris. Why Shachris, since you can bring the constituent carbon, it is considered Baba Nadava. But Musaf, even if you could bring the constituent Korbanos, it still wouldn't be considered Baba Nadava. Okay. Then, what I ask you to do is to look at Rav Moshe. It's an interesting sefer. I don't know if the sefer was put out fairly recently. It sort of has chidushim from Rav Moshe Halevi on the Rambam, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And it's really not, obviously it wasn't written to be published. It was like more of his notes to say so. But I just thought the other interesting thing is, I'm going to put this on the tape, that I found this Rav Moshe in the Sefer HaMafteach, the Shabtai Frankel Rambam. That is a tremendous chiddush. Because the Shabtai Frankel edition, the Mafteach, is very selective in what it quotes. And it's usually the certain types of Rabbanim that are not mentioned. And I was surprised to find Rav Moshe there. Leave it at that. Rav Moshe is there. That's how I found it. So I wouldn't have known to look in here because it's not even in the right place. So what he said, he's trying to explain, answer the Rambam against the Raavad's Kasha. What was the Raavad's Kasha? That Rambam says that you can't, that tefillah, that a tzibur can't be daven a tefillas nedava because a tzibur can't bring a korban nedava. Frech the Raavad, what do you mean that a tzibur can't bring a korban nedava? They can. There's a halacha, it says, takrivu es korban chem or something like that. It's based on a pasuk. But there is such a thing of a korban tzibur. And what is a korban tzibur? The Korban Tzibur is that which has brought me Trumas HaLishka L'Kayas HaMizbeach. That whatever was left over from the money that they collected for the Korban Tzibur, they could use, if there was availability on the Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach burning. They would bring dessert for the Mizbeach, and they would bring extra Korban Tzibur. And that's Korban Tzibur. So the Rabbi says, you could bring a Korban Tzibur. You could bring a Korban Tzibur, so you'd be able to daven
Korban
Nedava Tzibur. Korban Nedava Tzibur, thank you. They bring a korban nidvas tzibur, so they should be able to have a tefillas nidvas tzibur. Why not? So Rav Moshe wants to answer the Rambam. He says the following. He says that the reason that the only way you can bring a korban nidvas tzibur is by taking money from a trumas halishka. The trumas halishka is not just a hechatimtz of how you gathered the money from all the people. If you had all the people together and they would all donate money and say, let's buy a korban and call it a korban tzibur, that wouldn't be a korban tzibur. that would be a korban shutfim, a lot of shutfim, but it wouldn't be a korban simur. And he is, I'm not sure how he knows this, and but this is how he learns the halacha of Shmuel Zelishka, there's a halacha that the only way to get a korban simur is through Shmuel Zelishka. And since there is, but if the whole Siba would just volunteer to bring a korban adava, it wouldn't be a korban adava. It wouldn't be a korban Siba adava. So therefore, since the whole Siba can't actually just agree to bring a korban adava, they also can't daven a Siba, can't daven a tefillas adava. That's how the Rav Moshe answers the Rav's kasha. Then he has another question. Why should, true, by the halachos of korbanos tziba, there's a din that has to come from Trumas Elishka. But there's no corresponding halacha in Hilchos Tzibur. There's no whole concept of Trumas Elishka in Hilchos Tfila. The whole concept of Trumas Elishka doesn't exist in Tfila. So why, in order to be a Tfila Tzibur, all you should need is that the Tzibur should be the dominant. Why does it depend on the fact that by korbanos you can't bring a devil? So he says tremendous chiddush, and he uses chiddush to explain another halacha. What's the chiddush? He says that the din is that when you need, in order to be able to daven a tefillah, you need to have a corresponding act or action in korbanos. It doesn't mean that it has to be theoretically possible, it has to have actually been done. It has to be practical. Okay? In lo yitzuyer osar korban lamaisa, if in actuality there's no way that you could bring a korban tzibur, you could bring a korban tzibur by tzibur volunteering, then, even if it's only a hechatimsa, even if it's only because it just, you don't have a way of doing it, so then you also don't have something to parallel it a tzivas tzibur with. And he gives another example of that. What if the Rambam brings down a shita, and he says the Rambam holds it away, but the Rambam brings down a shita that you can't daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. Why? Because you can't bring a korban nedava on Shabbos. So he says, what do you mean? It's true you can't bring a korban nedava on Shabbos. But that's only because of the din of Shabbos, of Chilul Shabbos. By Tefillah, you don't have that problem. Conceptually, you could bring a korban on Shabbos. So you should be able, if you could bring a korban tzibur on Shabbos, you could bring it. A korban adava on Shabbos, without Chilul Shabbos, you could do it. So here, by Tefillah, you have a way of doing a Tefillah adava on Shabbos without any Chilul Shabbos, because there's no Chilul Shabbos involved. So he says, so it doesn't depend on whether conceptually, halachically permissible. It depends on whether it's practically actual, whether it's something you could actually do. And since you couldn't actually daven a tefillah, bring a korban nedava on Shabbos, you also can't daven a tefillah nedava on Shabbos. And since there was no way for the tzibur to actually be menadev and bring a korban nedava, a tzibur to bring a korban nedava, there's also no way, so there's nothing to parallel, to correspond to a tzibur being mispalel a tzilas sure. Nedava, and that's okay. So that's how our emotional and
Shabbos. On Shabbos,
there's no way a tzibur can never daven a tzilas nedava because they could never voluntarily bring a tzilas korban nedava
as a tzibur
based only on their nidvas aleh. Would have to do it would be to go through Shumas Elishka, which he learns is
it's just a mamel.
Not just a hechatimsa.
No, just a mamel. You're not nedover in that. It just happens.
Right.
You can't institute
saying
it.
That right. Otherwise, they're just shutfim, not a tzibur.
Right. If they all would agree, if they would all volunteer and want to bring a tefillas, a korban nedover, they could do it, but it would just be a shutfim of the whole. It wouldn't be a tzibur. It would be just a very large partnership.
So what happens if there's rain or something like that? No rain or something like that?
Yes. And you want to daven an extra tefillah?
You want to daven the tzibur gets together, or is that a special?
So then you have a takana of the tainus tzibur,
that's
and
different.
Then you have that's a tefillah ne'ilah that they would daven. And first of all, there were extra brachos they davened in the Shemona Esrei. There are 24 brachos, I believe, instead of 18. And they would also have a tefillah in Ela. Now, you could ask me, what does tefillah in Ela correspond to? Why? And I would tell you that I don't remember offhand. What I'm sure that there is an exception. I'm sure there's something that it corresponds to, but I don't happen to know what it is.
That wouldn't be a tefillah in Dova, would it?
It wouldn't. It'd be a chiyuv. But the question is, all the tefillahs are corresponding to korbanos, so this should correspond to something too. I just don't know what it is.
Nilas daltus ashar.
Excuse me.
Nilas daltus ashar.
Oh, so it corresponds to the.
I don't know.
So if tefillah,
this way, none of this would prevent you from davening as much as you want. You can daven and pray to the Rebbeinu Shalom and ask that. That's not. The only time it's considered like a korban is if you're doing an amida, a shmona esrei. It's not talking about davening; it's talking about a shmona esrei. That's what is comparable to a korban. If you want to say tehillim or read whatever different kind of bakoshes and tachnunim, you could do that. That's not a problem. Everybody holds from that.
Even on Shabbos.
That's another problem. Whether you can do about kosher on Shabbos, that's a whole different problem.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay?
What is this?
That's something we didn't do.